Wow, I love that podcast. So I love BBS. So you guys are amazing here. Thank you so much, because it gives a great format for all of us out here who want to inspire and help people. I'm an angel coach, and my co-host tonight, Di, is not going to be with us. She had a family emergency. So we're going to miss her, but hopefully she'll be back on the next time we're here. Anyway, you know, every week I was going to, we decide on a show to do, and or when we do our shows. And so this week was going to be different. So I had to change it up last minute. So I hope you guys appreciate this, because this is an idea from a client of mine who's also a really good friend. She says, Cherie, why don't you do a show on when you meet your ex and you see him or her unexpectedly, how do you stay strong? How do you, because it's going to catch you off guard, and how do you cope with it? And that's a hard one. I remember myself, years ago, I was waiting tables when I was in school, and I had just broken up with my guy or my ex-boyfriend at the time, and he comes into the restaurant that I'm working in and with a new girl, and he and his friend and their two new girls sit down, and I had to serve them. And that was hard. So how do you do that? And I, you know, looking back, I'm sure that he meant for that to happen, you know, and that's not so nice. So what do you do when you first meet your guy or your girl that you've broken up with maybe, you know, not so long ago, and you're still not quite over it? Because even when you break up, it's still so new, right? So one thing that you do is you say, okay, before you ever get to that point, because I have a friend of mine that I was talking to today that's going to Burning Man. Isn't that fun? And her guy's going, her ex-boyfriend's going. And I said, you're probably going to run into him. And she goes, I don't want to think about that. I said, you better. I said, because it will catch you off guard. And you don't, you know, none of us want to let our exes see a sweat, you know. I believe in being transparent, but I don't believe in being a dumbass about it. So, so how do you handle that? Well, first thing you do is you go, okay, what is my outcome that I want when I see him or her? And that's the first question you ask yourself, right? And so most of the time it's not to get back together, and if it is, then that's a whole different scenario. So I'm going to go with, for the first couple ones, that you just want to be the strongest you can be. And you also want him or her to know that you're moving on, or that you're happy, or you're getting there, or you're enjoying where you're at, up until the moment you saw them, right? So with her, for instance, what I did, I said, okay, what do you want to feel? And she goes, I want to be strong. And she goes, well, what if he asked me, you know, and she goes, because she's going with a friend of hers, she's a guy, and there's attraction there, but they're friends. And I told her, I said, you can tell him everything without telling him nothing. So she goes, okay, share with me what that looks like. So I'm saying this to all you guys, and I've done this myself. One of the things that you can do is, she goes, hey, how are you? Or you say, hey, how are you? And he or she's looking at you. Let's go with a guy, because I love men. I'm attracted to men. So you say, okay, well, he is, he looks at you and says, hey, how are you? And hopefully he won't notice you and moves on. Okay. But if he doesn't and he says, hey, how are you? What is the thing that you can do? And he's looking at your guy that you're with. And you can say, this is Joe, for instance. This is Joe. This is Joanne, if you're with a girl. And he's going to be, he's going to look at her, or she's going to look at him. And you can just say, yeah, this is Joe. And hey, how are you doing? And ask him a question right back. And that always works. It does. Okay. Well, I think it does. I've seen it happen. And then he's going to say, well, you can say he's important to me. That's something you can say without really saying anything. But you want to say, hey, this is Joe. You don't have to introduce him as your friend. You don't have to introduce him as your new interest. You don't have to introduce him as your new boyfriend. But just say his name, but be polite. Never be rude. Because if you're rude, that's not cool. And but don't allow too many questions to happen, right? So as I said, she's going to Burning Man, and her ex is going there. She's going with somebody new. And I said, so try that. So once again, you tell them something without telling them everything, right? And when you say just enough, you know, then you look okay, he looks okay, and your ex is like, well, who is he? Is she moving on, or is he moving on, or is you know, if you're a girl. So I think this is more about guys, though. Guys tend to have a harder time when women will not be so upfront about what they're feeling or want to know too much. They'll research it behind the scenes. okay. So what if you, and I think it's easier if you go, if you're out and about, as I said, she's going to Burning Man, but if you're out and about and you see your ex, okay, and you're by yourself, how do you work that? So that's a harder one, I believe. That's where you really got to be strong. So once again, you say, okay, what do I want my outcome to be? And this is done before you ever go out, and where you see them. Because if you run in the same circle of friends or you're going to an event like she's going to, you're probably going to see friends that know you both. Are you going to see him or her? And, you know, and you can be with somebody, okay? And if you're with somebody new, that's easier. Once again, that is so much easier. But if you're not with somebody, what do you want your outcome to be? First of all, you want to be strong and you want to be in charge of your emotions, right? And, you know, because there's nothing like being caught unaware and you look like a deer in the headlights. That is so not fun. So if you're by yourself once again, then all you need to do is when you see him, I'm going to go with him, then you look at, and he sees you and you see him, he's going to stop and say, hey, how are you? Right? Probably. And if he walks on by, great, then that's an easier one for you. And you say, I'm fine, how are you? And then he will probably say, how did you get here? Well, who are you here with? And he may hint at that. You say, I'm here with somebody, a friend of, no, don't say a friend. I'm here with someone that's important to me. I like it when I say that. I'm here with somebody that's important to me. Because as I said, that could be a family member, right? That could be a good friend. That could be a new love interest, or that could be a new somebody that you're flirting with and getting to know. So you say so much without saying really nothing at all. But a lot of things can happen with that conversation. You look really cool. You feel really strong because you feel like you're not giving your power away to this ex, and you don't need to do that. I mean, and that, as I said, this is a challenging time when you see that person for the first or second time, right? Because you're not sure how to respond. Or you may see your friends that will see you with somebody, and go back and tell them. How many times has that happened to a lot of us, right? So let's go with that angle. So you have someone that is a mutual friend or friends of you that sees you and your new guy, or you and your new girl. And how do you respond to that? You just, you know, you can introduce in the same way. Hi, this is Sam. This is Joe. This is Doug. This is whoever, Steve. And, you know, and that's all you need to say. You don't have to say we're just started dating. You don't have to give too much. Sometimes less is a lot more, right? Less is more. So, you know, I'm giving you this because somebody told me tonight, they go, this will really help people. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys. So on that note, you know, and if your friend or your ex or somebody starts asking you too many questions, you go, you know what? I don't really want to talk about it. This is not the time or place, and I will talk to you later. Have a good night. Or you can say, let's not talk about that because, you know, he or she's with me, and they're important to me. Once again, you can reiterate that. So when it gets back, because it always gets back when you have your friends, right? Friends, sometimes they're not so much friends as much as they are. What do they call that? Some people like to gossip, and trust me, when it comes to exes and stories and seeing your ex or your friend seeing you or seeing someone you dated, they always get back to you, don't they? So you always want to look the best, even though you may not feel the best, because, you know, if you keep on doing it and keep on trying to be the best you or the best version you can be, and I promise you, it'll be a lot better for you. And that's not only when you're by yourself. That's when you're with friends or you're with or you see your ex or whatever. You want to be the best version of you that you can be. That doesn't mean lying. That doesn't mean anything. But it just means owning who you are, taking charge of it, and saying only what needs to be said, but don't reveal too much because that's your life. And whenever you open yourself up for comments or judgments, I'm not going to say judgments, or opinions, then it's like you're letting that person in your energy. And do you really want that person to be there, right? because when you, it's like, would you ever open your bank account and say, oh, go take a look and see what I spend money on? No, you wouldn't. So I think with your personal life, especially when you're, as we were just talking about with exes or new breakups, however you want to say it, I think it's important that you protect yourself, guard yourself. Not that they're going to take advantage, but when people start talking about you and talking about you to other people, then they're sharing, they're putting their energy in your life. Make sure that you like that person. As I said, you wouldn't let anybody just go through your checking account. Heck, most of us wouldn't let anyone do it, right? So, but yet we're so willing and open to share personal things about who we are and what we're doing and who we're dating, right? I just told someone today, I said, you've got to protect yourself from your family. I think families can be the most challenging sometimes when it comes to your dating life. I, as I said, I have a friend, she's also a client, and she's dating someone, and he has a past, and that's okay. He's a great guy, and he has a lot of integrity, and he loves her. And I said, why are you so willing to share with him about you, share him and what you guys do with each other, with your family, when they don't approve of you dating and you dating this guy? And I said, because when you do that, it's like opening your life, opening your personal life, and sharing what's going on there. And it's almost like having a great pot of spaghetti. I don't know if you guys like spaghetti sauce. I love spaghetti. I'll make spaghetti sauce. That's where I could eat the sauce more than I can the noodles. But anyway, it's all good together. So, but when you're opening your life and sharing your personal life, you know, like your love life with your friends, your family, then it allows them to almost take that pot of spaghetti, for example, and putting you've got the perfect pot and it's stewing and it's cooking, and it's allowing them to put their, like, raisins in it or celery in it, or, you know, not that they're bad, but they're, when they add their energy, it changes everything. And sometimes it's just too much, right? So, you know, I don't know if you guys have heard this or not, but, you know, it's a saying that's been around for a very long time. Whenever you sleep with somebody, you sleep with everyone they slept with, right? So whenever you're dating someone, and you're so open about sharing your life with other people and what's going on and how personal it is and those kind of things, then what happens is that you allow them to come into your space and put their energy or add things that you may or may not need in your relationship. And why take that chance, right? Because it's a lot easier to build with someone when it's just you and he or you and she together. You know what I mean? You and her, you and him. And rather than inviting someone new in or inviting your whole family. And I've seen a lot of people get hurt like that. You know, I mean, we went from how do you respond to your ex, which I gave you a couple things here, to, you know, and a better way of keeping your current relationship is really not to open up and share with everyone. You wouldn't do, as I said, you wouldn't do that with your checkbook or your bank account. Why are we so eager to do it with our love life, right? And that's including family. You know, I have a friend of mine, she's a client, and she has a little daughter, and her daughter is just her mom, her daughter, and the mom argue constantly about the relationship. And then she goes, you know, I heard her telling a mutual person that we both know about how this guy got jealous. And so what happens is when you tell your family, especially your children, sometimes they, you know, divorced kids don't like you to date, you know, and especially teenagers, right? They can be difficult anyway, but imagine having a single mom who's just starting to date and having a daughter that wants to find everything wrong. So, you know, she's putting, she's inviting people into her relationship and sharing with her daughter way too much information about, you know, about him being jealous and those kind of things. And so her daughter doesn't like her dating. She doesn't really like the guy she's dating. So it's causing some problems now. And she's seeing it more and more and more. And I thought, you need to stop telling your daughter anything, telling your friends anything. I know you're happy and excited and you want to share that you finally, I'm looking at it like that, that you have a guy in your life, but this is not the way to do it. You know what I mean? And then I have a guy who's like just met the woman of his dreams, and I feel like men are a lot better about that than us women. And he says, I'm moving in with her. I said, did you tell anyone? He says, well, I had to tell a couple people because they're helping us. And he says, I got a moving company. He goes, I did not tell my mom. I did not tell my family because I don't want them involved. I didn't tell a lot of my friends. I only told two people. Is that too much? Maybe. But, you know, he is moving in with her. He said, when I get engaged, I'll let them know that we're living together. So I'm not sure, you know, if that works for you. But sometimes, as I said, less is more. When you're going through a breakup and you meet your ex for the first time or the first couple of times, you know, and you don't want to say too much about your own life, the same goes as when you're together. You want to protect that privacy of you and your soulmate, your guy. And what do the angels say about that? Because I always get that question, right? You know, and I go, okay, if you feel like he's your soulmate or she's your soulmate, what do they say? And, you know, I think Wayne Dyer said it better, and the angels say that, have said this to me, and I know some of you guys meditate and pray. It's like, keep your personal life personal, because when you open yourself up, it allows people to come in and just take shots at you, you know, and some of them are very good, and they have a lot of joy, right? They wish you the best, right? But some people don't, you know what I mean? And there are people, and I know you've seen them, that are out there that will tear you down, because it makes them, they feel better about their own life. Or you have some people that will build you up and be so appreciative of who you are and what you're sharing with them. And that's good too. But why take the chance, right? Just tell them a little bit. When you walk down the aisle and you're getting married, or when you're celebrating your 50th wedding anniversary, or, you know, or you're having your engagement party, then tell everybody, you know, about your relationship. Not too much, right? Some of those things are very personal. But that's a good rule to live by, I think. You know, I never talk about any relationships that I have, whether it's, you know, with friends or lovers, so, or a boyfriend, I guess, or whatever, significant other. And, you know, as I said, I think women tend to do that more because they get so proud of having a guy and they want to share it with the world. And sometimes your intention is to do that, and how happy you are, and some other people's intentions are not so high up or high at a high vibration. Then, as I said, men, sometimes what they do is they don't share as much. They just don't. You never heard a guy go out with his buddies and talk about the woman, you know, woman of their, that they're dating. They may say a few things. But even women are worse than men are about talking about sex, right? And sharing with their girlfriends about all that he does with her in bed. Where men are not so much like that. I know you think, or maybe you know for sure that your guy has said stuff, or maybe you don't. But it's been, you know, since I've been working in coaching with people, guys tend to be a little bit more quieter about that. And they don't talk about it. And therefore, nobody can make comments about their personal life, you know? And as I said, the angels are like, hey, keep it to yourself, right? Because when you have it just you, your guy, you, your girl, and you invite a higher power in there, you know, that part of you that's connected to God, then it's you, your soulmate, and God lives in all of us, you know? And that's a great way to build a strong relationship. It doesn't sound sexy, but I promise you it's a heck of a lot better, and it is sexy when you have a high vibration like that. So those are a couple of things that, you know, I was talking to a couple of my clients today about, and I talk to them every day about something on those lines, how to have a great relationship, right? And, so we went from how to deal with a breakup, you know, and how you can be the best you can be, and how to, when you're in a relationship, how to be the best you can be for you, your guy, your girl, and the relationship, because there's always three parts to that, right? And so there's a couple of things there that really work, you know, and we all want this great relationship, this great love, right? And but it has to be with yourself first. And so what does that look like? I was talking to someone, and she's been working with me for about a month now, and I've been coaching her, and she says, I want to, you know, she says, I've got all these qualities that I want to bring to the relationship, and I would like that same in him. And I go, okay, cool. And so we're talking about it. And I said, listen, I want you to talk to some real people that are having relationships and that are dealing with things and having a wonderful time and also having some challenging times, because it's not that there's more good or more bad than there is good, but there is ups and downs, right, in every relationship. So we were talking about it today with her. I said, it's been a month that you've been with me. So at the beginning of the month, I said, look at these relationships, what's going on, and let's look at them now at the end of the month. So one of the ones that she had talked to, and I had talked to one of my clients, she had a guy that came and they had been together for some time and had broken up a few years ago, and then they got back together, right? And they love each other, and it's just wonderful and amazing. And he says, I want you to quit your job, and I want you to stay at home, and I've got enough money for both of us. It sounds wonderful, doesn't it? And it is, because, you know, she wants to be at home and do, you know, has her own business that she wants to start and that she can work from home. Well, you know, long story short, she called me a couple of days ago and said, you know, I have to put him in a rehab center because he's really, he's got a problem with, or an addiction problem with alcohol. And I was like, wow, you know, and so he's telling her this about taking care of her and has the money to do so. And so now they've got to climb a wall where she's going to help him, but he needs the help, right? You want, you know, when you go through something difficult, like an addiction or whatever, I mean, like a death or losing a job or any of those things, you want your soulmate to climb that wall with you and be with you on the other side. So, you know, she's made a commitment to him. He's made a commitment to her. And so they're doing this together. So, you know, that's a hard thing, because we think that kind of like having a baby. The baby doesn't lay in the crib just looking beautiful, right? It screams, it cries, it teeths. It's, you know, you have to change the diapers, and it's just messy. So relationships are messy. And this is a challenging time, but she's rolled her sleeves up. He's rolled his sleeves up because it takes guts and courage for him to do this. It takes guts and courage for her to stay, right? Could you stay? I don't know. You know, would I say, of course I would if I loved him or I loved her, you know, if it was a guy or whatever. So anyway, I have another client, a guy, and he's got two children, and they're autistic. One's autistic and one has Asperger's. And he met a woman, and he's got a set of parents who are just control freaks. He's got two children that have learning disabilities, I guess is a better way to say it. And so he's met a woman, and, you know, I asked her, I said, are you going to stay? Do you want to stay? Because that's a lot to deal with, right? The Asperger's little one is going to be okay in the sense he's going to be able to lead a normal life, but the other one will be a forever baby. And so she says, I'm going to do this because I love children and I love him. And she goes, and they, you know, they go on vacations together. And they, as I said, they just got together and, you know, they're going to be married and all those things. But, you know, how do you do that? You know, because she didn't sign up for this a year ago, because I think they've been together a little over a year. But she says, I've grown to love him. So loving him means I take the good and the challenging, plus his kids. So that's what they're doing. And one of the practices that she's established with her and him is that they meditate together, you know, and so that they take 5 minutes in the morning and they meditate together and do three things that they're grateful for, you know, isn't that cool? And she goes, it helps her day, it helps everything work out. And, you know, and it's not perfect, but it's better, you know, and she goes, three, it's challenging. And that's what she's told me. And he said the same thing. He's not a big communicator, but, you know, he's a client. And he goes, I love her. He goes, I will not leave her. And I go, great. And she's not going to leave you or your sons or your crazy in-laws or her crazy in-laws, right? We all have crazy in-laws, but in her life sometimes. Anyway, so those are some things there. And how do you help that relationship never get to the point where you have to posture and be stronger and be the highest you can be in front of a guy or girl that you just broke up with? Well, I think that's okay if you break up, because there's always someone coming better, right? Or, you know, not better, but different, that maybe you need. But I think a few things that really help you in a relationship or what some of these people are doing is meditation, 5 minutes of meditation in the morning, breathing in and out, three things you're grateful for, and that's something that they're doing. And one, you know, is with somebody at their house the other night on Sunday night, the new couple that I started working with, and they have a set of twins, 17-month-old twins, right? Can you imagine? And very, very challenging. And, they, you know, not that they're great kids, but they're two twins that are 17 months old. And so mom's not working right now, and dad's, you know, carrying the financial, I'm going to call it a burden, because it's a financial, not it's not a burden, but it's a financial, he's carrying the financial wagon, car, whatever you want to call it. And she's at home, but they're both responsible, and both are doing as much as for each other and for their children, you know. And I go, how do you do this? And this is a neat story, because he said to me, he goes, I had a dream that I was going to have twins or triplets since I was a little boy. And he goes, I knew they were twins. And she said, we broke up, and I went back home, and she's out of the country. And she said, I had this dream that I could hear in my dream say, you can rely on me. You can rely on me. And she had to look it up because she didn't know what the word rely meant. And so you can rely on me, you can trust me. And great story, huh? And she said, so I came back and he asked me to marry him. And we got married and then we got pregnant. And he, she said, he always told me he was going to have twins, right? Isn't that funny? Because men, men usually don't do that. But he said he's going to have twins. And anyway, they went and had an ultrasound. They only saw one baby. And he was so disappointed and upset. He goes, I thought you said we're going to have twins. That's what he, you know, his higher power, his angel, said to him since he was a small child and had dreams about it. They went back a week later and the egg had split and they have identical twins now, or identical sons. So cute. Those kids are so special. I got the opportunity to meet with them too as well because they were, you know, playing it up. But I said, what is the thing that, you know, keeps you guys strong and together, because they've had to climb some mountains, especially he's Christian and she's Muslim. And they went back to her home and the uncles were really upset, you know, because they're angry and jealous and women are supposed to be a certain way. So I'll leave that alone in their mind, not in everybody's mind, not in every Muslim, but in this particular family situation. And she said, well, he has taught me about learning about love, learning about trusting the angels, you know, God, and getting and receiving messages, being open to receiving messages, open to receiving messages. I was like, okay, cool. She goes, he's been doing it since he was a small child. And so I'm learning to do that too. And I was like, great. And then, you know, and she is, you know, when I was talking to her, the Archangel Raphael and another angel came in saying, ask her about the food. And I was like, they're talking to me about food. She goes, I don't know. We eat organic. She goes, oh, I'm open to listening to messages. She said, I'm starting a new company where we provide meals for organic meals for people and healthy meals. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And she goes, we have a lot of people at the airport that want to order our meals now instead of eating airport food. Who knew? I'm like that. I go, airport food is not the best for you, but, you know, I'm not going to complain about that because I rarely ever eat it because I travel some, but, you know, I like bringing my own food too. Anyway, so that's a whole other story. But she is like having that situation, and she says what's helped us being open, you know, being open to receive messages because he's been doing it since he was a small child, and now he's 30 something, and she's 30 something, and so anyway, also you know, also deep breathing. He's into martial arts, which is a discipline that's really important in a relationship. Who knew, right? And they sage, and they have those two little ones who are keeping them on their toes. They sage at home every once a week, they said. And meditation, prayer, being open to listen to messages, those are some disciplines. That's the word they use, disciplines that they live by. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And so I was like, make sure that I have disciplines that I live by. but I know that's important. So there's a couple things that I've been able to really, how to say this, I've been really able to enjoy this week, you know, with some of the people that I'm dealing with or are in coaching. And, you know, and most of all, I think that we've got, I think it's important, you may not believe in a higher power, or maybe you do, it doesn't really matter, but do you believe in a higher part of yourself, right? And to be the highest, the best and highest person that you can be, you know, I think that's important. And so, you know, whether that's when you're meeting your ex for the first time after breaking up, or in the middle of a relationship and figuring it out and things aren't so easy, like, you know, like the young lady and her guy that have to, you know, go into rehab a few days ago, he was telling her he'll support her, which he will, but now he needs her help in supporting him during this time. And so, you know, being the highest and best version of yourself that you can be in any set of circumstances, and that's hard. It's easy to do it when life is easy, right? It's hard to do it when you've got to check him in, or when you've got to go to HR and say, I've got to quit my job now, you know, because, and she's nervous about that, right? You know, and rightly so, you know, because she's never had anyone do that, to have enough trust and faith to be that person. And, you know, and I was talking to someone, a guy, just started with him, great soul. He's, so he's lost his girlfriend, right? And she cheated on him. That is so not fun. And it's so hard to be the highest and best version of yourself when you're somebody's cheating on you. I swear it is. And it's such a pain. You know, love is an animal that you can beat up, but trust is not. You can't be trust up. You lose trust, you lose respect, it's over. And it takes a long time to rekindle that and recapture it. So he's telling me on our first conversation, he says to me, he goes, you know, she's cheating on me. And he goes, it was so hard. And he goes, I just want to get even with her. Of course she did, right? Of course we all do, you know. But is that being the highest and best part of ourselves? Is that being the highest authentic part of who we are? You know, and I asked him, I said, okay, you want to crucify her for cheating on you, right? And I said, but you don't want to forgive her, and you want her to pay. And is that the highest and best part of you? And he says, well, I tried to teach her. I said, it's not your job to teach her. That's her job to teach herself and to learn, you know. And I said, your job, I feel, are your time here on this planet is to be the highest and best you can be in taking care of yourself, right? And I think that's real key too in a relationship, before, during, or after, is taking care of yourself, you know, and being the best you can be. And you may falter, and that's okay. And acknowledge that part of it. But, you know, and if you need help, pray to God, pray to Jesus, pray to Buddha, pray to an angel that helps you with soulmate relationships, is Shamuel. And, you know, when you start getting that love for yourself, and instead of trying to fix that person to be the best they can be, and it's not your duty. It just isn't. You're not responsible for anyone but your own feelings. And when you can take responsibility for that and be the highest and best good that you can be for yourself, then you vibrate that energy to others, right? It's like a choir. And I've used that example before, where we're all singing at a higher level. You know what I mean? And that's a cool thing when you all can sing, or we can all sing at a higher level. And boy, you feel like falling apart sometimes, but you just say, God, angels, whoever you pray to, a higher part of me, please help me get through this, you know, and thank you for helping me get through this. And that's key. Having faith, trust, also a relationship with your higher self, and always striving to be the best you can be. I learned so much this past week, especially with a couple that has a lot of disciplines, right? So, you know, true disciplines will give you personal freedom, financial freedom, and any kind of freedom, right? Without discipline, you're always putting out fires. You may be living in survival mode. The guy that, you know, he's going through a lot of pain because his girlfriend broke up with him, because he found out she was cheating on him. And, you know, of course it ends, right? You know, and they're still going through a lot. And realizing that you're only responsible for yourself. And that sounds harsh, right? But that's true, because we get to be the star of our own life, whether we want to be a victim or whether we want to, you know, blame somebody else for what's going on, which is being a victim, or whether we own who we are and say, okay, this isn't working for me. I'm not happy and I deserve to be happy. How can I be the best I can be, you know? And when you're looking at that guy or girl at Burning Man or at a concert or out with friends and you see him or her, how can you be the best you can be in front of him? It's easy to do it when we're surrounded by a garden of flowers and butterflies, right? It's hard to do it when you're checking someone into a rehab and you're saying to yourself, I didn't sign up for this, but you did when you agreed to do that commitment with him or her and climb that wall with them, you know? So that's a couple of things that I've really learned. And, you know, and loving them conditionally, right? How do you do that? I've got so many stories. Isn't that funny how many I have, right? So my life is never boring, that's for darn sure. That I have another client, and she's a New Yorker. I love her. I love that accent the New York people have, right? And so she says to me, she calls me not too long ago, and she says, Therese, she goes, you're not going to believe this. This is the weirdest thing happened to me. I go, okay, tell me. And she said, well, I was talking to Samuel, and I looked him up. And she goes, the things that you told me, and I say my prayers to Samuel, and I'm grateful for the things that I get, because she would get something from her guy in the sense of he would make progress moving closer to her. And she goes, well, when is he going to, I go, appreciate what you have, be grateful for what you already have, to God, the angels, whoever you believe in, gives you more. So she says, I was thanking Samuel for giving me what he's given me. And she said, I just would like to hear from, you know, her guy. And she said his name. And she goes, I'd like to hear from him. Please let him call me. She says, 30 seconds later, he called me and wanted to see me. And she said, I couldn't believe it. And she goes, you know, I've been trying to love unconditionally and be forgiving, because she held a lot of anger and despised her at, right? So when you despise someone, it gives you less room to love someone, right? And a lot of us have anger issues. A lot of us despise our exes, right? You know, and I always make a joke that we were all married to the Antichrist or David and the Beast or her at some point in time. And I said, well, that's good. So she says, I'm asking to love unconditionally. I'm thanking him for being, you know, the father of my children. And I was like, wow, that's good. And she goes, and I had an epiphany. She said, I'm learning to love unconditionally, saying the prayers to Archangel Samuel. And, you know, my buddy, she goes in, my buddy Jesus. And I said, you can have your buddy Buddha. It doesn't really matter. As I said, I'm just using Jesus there, which she says. And she goes, I said, thank you for letting me have the father of my children, give me some great kids. And she says, so I realized being grateful, practicing unconditional love. And it's easy to love those babies and those grandchildren or those children that I have. She goes, but it is hard to love the ex that you've learned to despise. And she goes, I'm relearning that. And she says, thank you for giving me someone like him to give me the children that I have. I was like, wow. And she said, and then I said, you know what? I'm not going to be mad at his girlfriend because she doesn't know who he is. She doesn't know anything. And why am I going to be mad at her? And I was like, wow, that's a huge, huge step, isn't it? And she said, so I'm sitting there and I said that. And I go, I would really like to hear from Joey. And you know what? It makes me cry almost. The third time he called and he said, he called her that this is the third time. She goes, I can't believe it. And she goes, isn't that the weirdest thing? I go, well, no, some of us call it a miracle. You're getting the miracles because you're learning how to forgive. You're learning unconditional love, not only for your ex, you know, for your family, but for yourself, right? And so when you start loving yourself unconditionally, loving others unconditionally, then it gives you more room to just love totally. And you become love rather than visit love. That's who you become. Isn't that cool? And so they're getting together. And I think she said they spent the first night together all night the other night. And life is good. And, you know, he's talking about some things, building a life with her. And she's willing. And before that happened, he would be floating in and out of her life without a definite calling, a definite time. And now he's really connecting with her and she with him, you know, so there's a lot of integrity. So those are a few things there. So I hope that helps anybody that listens to this, you know, about relationships. Just, I think it's important to be the best person you can be as yourself. that's in mind, body, and spirit, you know, eating better because, you know, exercising, meditation, prayer, gratitude, unconditional love, and really remember, don't lose it, and just be careful about who you let in your personal life, right? You know, somebody's mean and angry, that's okay. That's not who they are. That's just their behavior. But would you really want them to be giving you romantic advice about their about your relationship when their relationship may or may not be the best it can be? So, you know, ask help from your higher power, God, angels, whoever you believe in, Buddha, Jesus, doesn't really matter. But there's always a higher part of yourself. Ask for help or thank them for help first, too, as well. So it's important to have the attitude of gratitude. And realize there's ups and downs, but always be the highest and best version of yourself that you can be. And be careful with your children. You know, they're great, but they are still kids, and they have a right to live their life without being burdened with your stuff, you know. And you know, I think that's important. I think that's a mistake that a lot of times we make because they seem so mature, don't they? But they really need to be a teenager, be a elementary school person, kid, or be a college student without you burdening them with your relationship stuff, okay? They have a right to live their life without being burdened by yours. I'm going to say that one more time because I see that quite a bit. And, okay, so that's, I'm going to cut the show short tonight because it's, I don't want to talk too long. And Diana will be back together the next time we're on the air. Thank you for listening now or later. And you guys, go to facebook.com/angelcoaches or Angel Coach Therese at Facebook or angelcoaches.org. So there's a lot of ways to reach us. Or Instagram, we're Angel Coaches. So leave us a message, give us a story, or, you know, I do readings too as well, business and professional and relationship, life choices, and health and wellness. So if you'd like to schedule a reading, just let me know, and you can, my information's here on BBS as well. And you guys have a great now, and enjoy our your office. Okay, we'll talk to you real soon. Bye now.